rebuked, right? Because then you feel like, oh my God, really, Lord, right? But when the Lord rebukes you, there's a reason for it. Amen? And it's a good thing. The Bible says it's a good thing when he comes to rebuke you. So with that being said, I've been hearing the word hyssop. And I've been hearing it, you know, ever since the messages have been coming through, and I search it out, and all I hear is the cleansing. And it pretty much goes with what Pastor Marty has been preaching about, the cleansing of the people, the righteousness of the people, the enough of so much flesh in my people. When you come into the church, it's supposed to be safe. It's not supposed to be cliquish. It's not supposed to be with attitudes. It's supposed to be with love. And I believe that the Lord is trying to bring back love. We have to love the people regardless. We have to show love. When they come into the church, we have to show love to them. Amen? And we're not doing that. We're getting caught up in our troubles, and our troubles overtake us. And that's what's happening to the people. And when they come into the church, their troubles are overtaking them. They don't come prepared into the sanctuary. They don't come prepared like, oh God, you know, what did we do last night? Were y'all preparing to come to church? Were y'all talking to God? Oh, just, you know, I'm going to see you tomorrow, Lord. What do you have for me? What do I have to do to prepare to come and receive, and so that the word, you know, penetrates in my heart, and that the enemy, you know, the Bible says in Luke 5, I believe, says that the word comes to you, but then Satan comes and steals the word that was planted. I've seen numerous of times when we walk out that church, how Satan has taken the word that was planted that hour of the minute they walk out the church. But why? Why is that happening to us? Because we're not preparing ourselves. We're not coming in to hear from God. We're not coming in and saying, Lord, whatever you say to me today, I receive it. And you talk to me and tell me, why did I have to hear this message today? What is it in me of why I have to hear this message today? Amen. And then you meditate on it and meditate on it. And he's going to tell you. He is going to tell you why the message came forth. Amen. So I'm going to give you a definition of what hyssop means. In Hebrew, hyssop means holy herb, ezab. Okay? Hyssop has properties that can reprogram the DNA where sinful tendencies, negative emotions, are stored, thus releasing and cleansing the root cause of the actions. What kind of actions are we having? Hyssop is considered to be spiritually purifying and serves as an aid in cleansing oneself from sin, immorality, evil thoughts, and bad habits. Amen. I was like, wow, that's a good word. Hyssop. Hyssop was first, the first time hyssop was mentioned in the Bible was in Exodus. And that's when the Lord told the people, you know, put the blood on your doorposts, on the sides and on the top of the door, so that, excuse me, the death can pass over you and that it won't affect you. Amen. That was the first time it was used. Hyssop was used for application. It was used for cleansing. So in those days, that's what they used to, you know, go in the basin and get the brush and put it on the door. Okay, because the Lord said they had to be obedient. And if they weren't obedient, what was going to happen to them? They were going to die. Okay, so we have to do the same thing. We have to apply. We may not have the hyssop, you know, to go and apply and get the animals and sacrifice the animals and get the blood and all of that, because Jesus Christ did all that. Amen. But we have to apply the word, just like how they got the hyssop to apply whatever, the blood, whatever. They got the hyssop and got holy water and sprinkled it all over the tent. There's all kinds of stories about hyssop in the Bible. But why is the Lord bringing hyssop to us? That's the question. Why is he bringing it to us? And that was my question, because I'm not exempt from it. I there's a reason why it's coming to me as well. So each one of us will have to, you know, talk to God in your alone time and ask him, what is hyssop for me? What do I need? What is not good in me that that you need to get out of me? Amen. So let's go to Jeremiah 17:10. Okay, y'all can stand for the reading of the word. Make y'all stand, wake up. Bless ya. Y'all got it? I didn't hear amen. Y'all were supposed to say amen. Okay. I don't have it. Sorry. No, it's okay. It's okay. Thank you. All right. 17. Yeah. Okay. I, the Lord, search your heart and examine the mind to reward each person according to their conduct, according to what their deeds deserve. That's very powerful. So, the Lord, excuse me, the Lord has spoken to us that he examines the heart, or searches the heart and examines the mind according to our conduct. What is our conduct? When we're out and about, what is our conduct like? How are we representing the Lord? Y'all can sit down now. So what is the Lord finding? Each one of you can ask yourself what the Lord is finding in you when he's searching out your heart and examining your mind according to your conduct. What is he getting out of you? Is he getting... Galatians 5:22 through 23, the fruits of the Spirit. Let's go there. Y'all judge yourself. I'm not going to judge you. Hello. Galatians 5:22. Galatians 5:22, 23. But the fruits of the Spirit is love. Excuse me. Are y'all displaying love? Joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness. Come on, start asking yourself. do you have the fruits of the Spirit in you? Gentleness. Self-control. Ooh, that's a good one, right? Self-control. Against such things, there is no law. All right, so that's the fruits of the Spirit. And I could vouch for a couple of those. I can vouch for a couple of those. I mean, I really, really try to wake up every day and do, you know, the fruits of the Spirit. Okay, so then there's another one. Or when he's searching out your heart and examining your mind, is he getting Galatians 5:19 through 21? So let's go there. 5:19. The acts of flesh and obvious. Sexual immoralities, impurity. I don't know what that is. What is that? What is that? Debauchery. Okay. Debauchery. adultery. Witchcraft. Hatred. Discord. Jealousy. Fits of rage. Selfishness. I mean, selfish ambition. Dissension. Factions and envy, drunkenness, hello, orgies, oh, whoa. Are we there? Where are we? Where are we? Are we the fruits of the Spirit or the fruits of the sin? Y'all judge yourself and where we're at in, with God. But I know that God is really trying to get to his people. And he wants us to display love. It's all about love. He says you could do everything you want. You can prophesy. You can lay hands on the sick. You go evangelize. But if there's love, it's nothing. It means nothing to him. Another scripture is... John 13:34-5. In the message, I'm going to go to the message, okay? John 13:34-35. Okay, it's the message says, let me give you a new command. Love one another in the same way I love you, you love one another. This is how everyone will recognize that you are my disciples when they see the love you have for each other. That's a very powerful word. And the Lord has been speaking to us about that. Are people seeing Jesus Christ in you? When you're at work, when you're out evangelizing, when you're out shopping, wherever you are people seeing Jesus Christ in you? What are you displaying? The fruits of the Spirit or the bad things? That's the question you ask God. When you leave here today, you ask him, where am I at? Examine my heart. I've shared this scripture with my kids, and any time that we're going out and doing whatever we're doing for the church or for God, I always tell them if an attitude arises, you know, with all of us, including myself, because I'm not perfect, I refer back to that scripture. Remember, God is examining your heart and your mind. What is he finding right now? Is that good? Are you pleasing the Lord right now? No. So, you know, when conviction comes, when the attitude arises, or the anger or whatever the case may be, when the conviction comes, don't ignore it. Pay attention to it, especially if it keeps coming all the time. Because that's where God is trying to get in. And the HICEP, you know, it's all about the cleansing. And I believe that that's what the body of Christ needs to go through, is the cleansing. We're trying. We're getting tired. I understand that. We're tired. We're waiting and waiting and waiting for the miraculous. We're waiting for signs and wonders, or we're waiting for healing, or we're waiting for our breakthrough, and we're getting tired. We're getting tired of waiting. So our attitudes develop. And then we stop acting like Christ, and nobody sees Christ in us. Nobody. When someone comes to you and tells you you're different, you're peculiar, what is so different about you? It's because they see the light. They see Christ in you. And you know what? Take that as a compliment. Don't be boastful about it. Like, oh, I'm all that in a bag of chips, right? No, you don't do that. You take it as a compliment. You be humble about it, and you give God the glory. Amen, God. I'm glad that they see that I'm different, that they see the love of God in me. Amen. Amen. My message is easy and simple. Okay, I'm not going to come to you. Well, maybe another time. But right now, it's just a simple, so simple, you know. But we're not getting simplicity, you know. So everybody wants all this deep revelation. Why? We're not even getting love correct. We just got to keep things simple. Go and love people, you know, and don't exclude people. I see people, you know, a new kid in the block comes around and they don't welcome them. That's not right. We're the church, and that happens in here, and it shouldn't be happening in here. We are all brothers and sisters in Christ. And here's the scripture too. The Lord said it in John 13:34-35, plus in Colossians 3:14. Let's go there. So in the message, it says, in the Message Bible, it says, so chosen by God for this new life of love. Dress in the wardrobe God picked out for you. Compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even tempered, content with second place. Quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you. And regardless of what else you put on, wear love. And so, you know, we make it so difficult. You know why? Because we're just too much in the flesh at all times. Because we're allowing our daily hardships or whatever comes our way overtake the love of God, and we're forgetting what God has asked us to do. We're forgetting who we are in God. We're forgetting that He can conquer anything and everything for you. We're forgetting that. We're more focused on the worries of what's coming our way. So we forget everything. Everything goes out the window because the enemy came in to steal the seed that was planted in you. We can't have that anymore. We need to be cleansed of any immorality that the Lord is convicting us about. And ask Him to reveal to us what it is of whatever it is that grieves us. Amen. Watch the attitudes. Watch the rebellion towards God. We all go through it. Amen. I didn't want to come here because I was like, oh God, I don't want to talk to, you know, Marty's gone. And now I'm going to come in and talk to you about the cleansing, the hyssop. But hyssop is so powerful. So powerful. And today's communion, and it just kind of goes with it. You know what I mean? We could say that we're Christians. We could profess that we're Christians. Okay. But actions speak a lot louder than words. Amen. Just picture that the world is like a canvas, okay? Picture that we got a canvas. And your actions is the paintbrush. What is that paintbrush putting on that canvas? That's how we need to. We have to always know that people are watching us. People are paying attention to our actions, not what we're saying. Amen. So There's always consequences. Remember that. There's always consequences to bad attitudes, making promises that you don't keep, treating someone wrong. You know, and here's an example how God works. You just never know why he puts you in places, okay? So let's take Lauren, for example. Okay, Lauren's a nurse, and she had to go and do, what's that called, Lauren? A shot, wound, whatever. What is that? How do you, GSO? Okay, GSW. What does that mean? Gunshot wound. Okay, so she had to go and take care of this patient, right? So this was like a year and a half ago, and she went and took care of the patient, and everybody told her, no, don't go in there, because he doesn't like to talk to anyone, and he doesn't want anyone to be in there, right? Well, Lauren has Christ in her. Lauren has the drive to, like, oh, really? You're going to try to tell me what to do? No, I'm just kidding. Psych. Just kidding. Just kidding, Lauren. But anyway, so she goes in there, you know, and she just displays love. She talks to him. So then they end up looking for Lauren because they're wondering, where is she? What happened to her? Why isn't she coming out? Because usually anyone else would come out right away, right? But no, showing love, compassion, the fruits of the Spirit, the knowledge that she had gained that the Lord has, or that the school taught her. Amen. She was able to talk to him. She was able to get to his level. That's what we got to do. We can't think that we're high and mighty over here when we're coming to help people, whether it be in your job or in the ministry. So she came and talked to him, and she was in there over an hour, whereas everyone else goes in and out, and that's it. And they went looking for her. So a year and a half goes by, right? She was nice. And that's what mattered, right? What kind of impact are you putting on people when you first meet them? Okay? Year and a half goes by. Guess where we end up? Or guess who ends up back in the church there? The guy. The guy. He comes in the wheelchair sometimes. And we end up in the Bible study at his house. I was just dumbfounded. I was like, wow. It is so important to behave and to act in the fruits of the Spirit and love. Because what if she would have misbehaved? What if she was mean? What would have happened? He would have told on her. Right? When she came in here. You know, when she came in here and he was there, she didn't even know that was him. Until we put two and two together, like, oh my God. And we were just like having a, oh my God moment, you know? But there's always purpose. And so guess what? That's not the only purpose. There's purpose of why Pastor Raul and Pastor Carla are here. There's purpose of why Lauren's here now and Paul. There's purpose to it. We have to get in our minds that we're purposed. And there's always purpose. When you get up in the morning, you anoint yourself and you say, Lord, use me today, guide my footsteps, guide my decision makings, and here you go. And it might be something you don't like, okay? But you're going to do it out of love, good attitude, right? Love, love, good attitude. Prepare yourself to do what God is telling you to do. When we go on outreaches, what are we doing before that? Are we misbehaving? Are we listening to music we shouldn't be listening to? Are we reading the word? Are we praying? Are we fasting? Are we getting all the ducks in order? Are we doing that? Even the Sunday service or Wednesday service. Sometimes when I come in here, including myself, you know, like Pastor Marty says, I'm going to tell myself so y'all don't get mad. So including myself, there's times that I don't do it. But then when I come in here, I feel heavy, you know, and it's just because of life challenges. And then, you know, everybody coming in and you know, it's just like it's overwhelming, you know, with all the heaviness and stuff. But then we're so funky and angry and bad attitude. Well, I don't care. I don't want to praise the Lord because I don't feel like it. My life is a wreck right now. And where are you in it? And I don't want to praise you. So we all start feeling the same way. And what happens? The whole atmosphere is that way. Until a person rises up and says, shake that thing. You know? Shake that thing off of me. Get off of me. Like that song, back up off me, right? Ooh. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding. Oh, see? Flesh. Flesh. Where's the oil? Oh, my heavens. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway. Oops. Sorry, babe. Anyway, so... Oh, wow. See that? I got into flesh and now I totally lost it. Yeah, it's like. Okay. But you know what? That's basically all I wanted. Well, that I feel the Lord wanted to share with y'all is, you know, always remember that people are watching you. Always remember that you confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And when we do that, there's a responsibility. There's a commitment there. And it isn't one day. And then the next day you say no. And then the next day you say yes. Because people are watching you. They're always watching you and they see your actions. What are you painting on that canvas? Because actions speak a lot louder than words. And we need to stop confessing and professing that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and people can't tell the difference. They can't feel the difference. They can't tell the difference. You're no difference. And why do I need to be like you? Why do I need to confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior? And done nothing for you. You don't want that told to you. So always remember, the Lord is examining your heart, your mind. He searches it out. And what is it? It's something, the conduct, your conduct of your deeds. So pay attention to that. That's all I have for y'all today. Today is communion. And the communion, you know, we'll partake in it. And when we do, remember that what he did on that cross for us. And remember what he commissioned us to do when we did confess that he is our Lord and Savior. He conquered sin, all of it. He conquered death, sickness, diseases, generational curses. And at the end, they took the hyssop. And they got the sponge and they dipped it in the wine and vinegar and they put it up to his mouth. And that's when he said, it is finished. It is done. And now here we are. So today, I have hyssop oil. And I want to put it on everyone. As you go and get your communion, I'm going to stand there too. And I want to place it on your head. And you go back to your seat and remember what the Lord did for you. Remember everything he conquered for you. We don't have to live a life like other people. We don't have to. It's your choice What choice are you going to make today? Are you going to be friendly, nice, compassionate? Are you going to continue? Are we going to continue to be mean and people can't tell that Christ even lives in us? Because your purpose and wherever you're at, the workforce, wherever you go, your purpose, there's always purpose in where you go every single day. There's purpose of who you meet. You may not know right then and there, but later you will find out why the Lord had you meet that person. It could be a good thing and a bad thing. You speak to your discernment spirit and you ask your discernment to rise up. Get sensitive to your discernment. Is this a good thing? Is it a bad thing? And if a red flag comes up, you ask God, why do I feel this way? But don't be mean to the person. You love the person, even if they're crazy. Just love them. Don't shun them. Love them. Amen. Because you got victory over everything that comes your way. And they're your purpose. That's all I keep hearing is that y'all are purpose. And every day is purpose. And it's for the kingdom. We're kingdom purposed. What are you doing? How are you acting? Amen? So we're going to, Josh and Colleen, they can have the communion. I'm going to stand next to them. And I'm going to bless you with the hyssop. And then we'll go back to our chairs and you have your quiet moment with God. Amen. And then we'll say a prayer and then we'll be done. Amen.